I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than twice what it was just 10 years ago. That's a problem for individual debtors and maybe for the overall economy. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, how bad is the consumer debt problem?
It's a $1.98 trillion problem, Alex, and it doesn't even include mortgage debt. This is car loans, credit cards, and the like, and it adds up to just shy of $19,000 per U.S. household. That is a huge amount of money, and in large part, because we're racking up these immense amounts of debt, we're not saving. The savings rate dropped to just 2% of after-tax income in the first half of last year. And just today, the American Bankers Association reported that the number of people late on their credit card payments hit an all-time high in the third quarter of last year.
That doesn't sound very good. Does that affect prospects for the economic recovery?
It may, but it's really not showing up right now. I put the question to Mark Zandi over at economy.com, and he says that bill will come due.
For the time being, in the near term, you know, next year, two, three, four, I don't think that this is a problem that's big enough to undermine the economy. I think the economy will continue to move forward, but it'll be a weight on the economy. It's one reason why the economy, even in the best of times, isn't going to be at its best. It's not going to take off. At some point down the road, when we're struggling with another economic downturn, at the heart of that downturn probably will be consumer debt problems.
And he also points out that the vast majority of this debt burden is being borne by people in the bottom half of incomes in this country, below the national average of $50,000 a year. They're in really big trouble, with a third to half of their annual incomes going toward paying off debt.
Well, so this does have some effect, do you think, actually, on our multi-trillion-dollar U.S. economy?
It does. And to take it down to the individual level, this is why. Basically, if people are having to pay off debt, they have less money to spend on goods and services. And we say over and over in the economy that consumer spending makes up two-thirds of all economic activity. So if people have had to borrow to finance all the spending up until now, they just don't have the capacity to keep on spending. And the negative impact also shows up in personal bankruptcy filings and in mortgage foreclosure rates and auto repo rates. All of those are currently at record highs, and all of those hurt a variety of U.S. businesses. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at new overtime rules and how the Labor Department is enforcing them or not.
Thank you very much, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.